This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so before you go and read more on monetary versus fiscal policy, which we all know you are going to do, we here are going to turn to some lighter reading. Romance novels. It has reliably been a billion-dollar-a-year genre for a while now, but it has exploded of late. New romance writers regularly outsell other kinds of fiction now. We're talking top three spots on the New York Times bestseller list kind of outselling, which maybe shows that this once embarrassing mainstay of the publishing world is getting a little more respect, thanks in part to a new and more diverse generation of writers and fans. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Books, Inc. has been serving San Francisco Bay Area readers since the 1940s.
So have you been here before?
But manager Carrie Gillette at the Mountain View branch says her store only had a couple shelves of romance when she started a few years ago. A romance reader herself, she pushed Books, Inc. to expand to this inviting full-wall display, dense with handwritten staff recommendations.
A lot of people congregate here. It's a huge part of our store now, and it really pays off.
Because, she says, romance readers are often repeat book buyers, and there's something for everyone. Fantasy, crime, apparently sports themes are trending.
I think with Taylor Swift, people are really vibing with that right now, so.
And Gillette is spreading the love. Last summer, she started a monthly romance book club at the wine bar down the street, where a couple dozen customers gather to share their passion.
People want to be happy and hopeful and escape a little bit, and because it's, you know, always a happy ending.
That's what makes these sometimes fluffy books serious business, says Susan Swinwood, the editorial director at Harlequin Trade Publishing, a brand that's almost synonymous with romance.
Whatever you feel about it, there is no denying that it's as relevant and valid a product as anything else.
Romance used to be sold more as a guilty pleasure, to be hidden away. Now, Swinwood says, it's actually cool, with readers who talk about it, often on the popular TikTok community known as Book Talk.
So, I've read 30 books this summer. Here are my 11 favorites.
Talia Cadet runs digital strategy at a D.C. lobbying firm and spends many of her off hours making and watching videos about reading on BookTok. She also runs a book club called Froze and Prose, which has been heavy on romance lately.
I have no shame about it. You can't shame me.
She says BookTok has introduced her to a whole world of Black romance, often from independent or self-published authors who write about characters she relates to.
And then seeing them have their happily ever after, especially, you know, as a Black woman being made to feel as though we don't deserve love, we don't deserve romance, we don't deserve softness and care. So yeah, it's been eye-opening.
Social media has helped romance bypass traditional publishers by connecting directly to the audience, says Florida-based romance and mystery author Tamara Lush. And yes, that is her real name.
It really is. It's the name I was given at birth.
She quit her job as a reporter for the Associated Press a few years ago and says she makes 75% of her previous salary writing steamy stories about tropical islands and amateur detectives. She recently sold a book to the new publishing arm of TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. And she's working on a new project called Swamp Thing.
It's a funny romantic mystery about an alligator trapper who also solves crimes.
Those cliche heterosexual bodice rippers with glistening muscles and heaving bosoms on their embossed covers still sell well. But now there's more space to represent a broader range of human experience, says Leah Koch. She's co-founder of an all-romance bookstore, The Ripped Bodice, with locations in L.A. and New York.
When someone from our extremely diverse clientele comes in and says some version of, do you have a book with somebody like me? Whether that is I use a wheelchair or I wear a hijab or I am pansexual or whatever. Like almost all the time, we have at least one or two options for them.
And she'd like to see those one or two options expand for when those customers come back for more. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.